Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Underhood Show presented by Mel Hamilton Ford. My name's Phil Nightingale. I'm the general manager, and Josh Provitt, our service director. Morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Hey, what happened to us last week?
Yeah, I don't know. MIA, I think.
We were a little MIA, weren't we? Josh and I and Shannon and Lisa and Jesse and Rochelle, all of us were at the NADA convention and went out there. It's been a few years since we've been there for that. Of course, last year it was canceled due to COVID. But that's where we were, and we were trying to figure out how to do that because it's 7 o'clock there.
Yeah.
And then, so
getting equipment back and forth and everything else, and just logistically, we were supposed to do a live on Wednesday or Thursday, and
messed that up too. Didn't it?
It just got busy.
Time got away from us and everything else too. So we're back. So let's get the phones ringing. This is the call-in show, 316-462-3673. Hey, anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, anything in the automobile world you want to talk about? You want to talk about this crazy chip shortage, whatever it is, or comments, questions, whatever. We want to take your calls and give you a great price package valued over $130 for each and every caller. And as always, Josh, what's in that package?
We're going to mail it out to you, but it's going to consist of the works, which is an oil change and tire rotation. We use Motorcraft oil and filter products here at Mel Hamilton Ford. While we're performing that, we're also going to complete a multi-point inspection on your vehicle, checking over the brakes, tires, steering, suspension, all the safety-related components of the vehicle. You'll also receive $10 to Mel's Diner, so you can get yourself something to eat and drink while you're here with us at the Big Corner. Complete nitrogen for your tires, so you get all the great benefits that nitrogen has to offer. And then a BG products package, which is going to consist of a can of MOA or motor oil additive for your engine oil, and then a can of CF5 for your fuel system. Again, just getting that vehicle geared up and ready to go for that next 5,000 miles of driving.
All right, 316-462-3673. Hey, let's get the phones ringing. Love to talk to you. Love to answer your questions and give you that price package. So anyway, Josh, this inventory thing is even getting more crazier out there. We had the earthquake in Japan and kind of did some stuff over there, hurting the car market again. But we were just up in a sales meeting. That's what we're talking about, is this is the craziest time that we've ever seen with inventories and everything else. But it's not just cars, it's everything.
I would agree with that.
The supply and demand world and where you're at and everything else too. And when's it going to change? How long is it going to change? How fast is it going to change? How slow is it going to change? I don't know.
So what I would say with that is, you know, as far as from a business perspective, is that everybody right now is pretty much fighting the same battle. And, you know, when you get down to it, what's going to make the difference to get a company through this time is their customer service and how they treat people going through this, and set expectations and follow up on those expectations. And even if it's a matter of not even knowing anything different, you know, and it's hard. It really is hard from the inventory side of the front store to the parts side on the back store, and talking to other people in the industry, you know, and what they're facing. And, you know, my, interpretation of that is, it is rough for the Ford side on parts, but also, man, hearing some of the horror stories that I've heard some of the other manufacturers go through, like, I feel like we're doing pretty dang good, you know, considering, there's some manufacturers that, like, you can't even get maintenance parts. I mean, brake pads or wiper blades or air filters or oil filters, or, you know, and if you can't do that, that's pretty tough. Makes it pretty tough.
I know we got a used car out here we can't get brake pads for.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. For sure. And so, you know, especially on the import side, when some of that stuff is coming from overseas, getting some of these parts or obtaining some of these parts, it's rough. It really is rough. And, you know, it all trickles down to affecting the consumer at the end. But just trying to help and understand what kind of bind or situation that they may be in individually, and help them through it the best you can is, you know, what we got to do.
Yeah, and that's right. It's I think everybody's realizing that the delays we're having, and it, again, it's not just the automobile world. It's everywhere from you know, going to Lowe's and getting product there, and different things and stuff that I try to get. it is what it is. We all realize that. And you're all right, Josh, the ones that are going to stay on top of the ones that take care of their customers and have the best customer service and everything to help that situation to for the deal. So it's going to get interesting. Yeah, I still wish I knew how long this wave is going to take and how long it's going to take to get our supply chain back and under control and stuff. And, you know, it's just every day it seems like I got something. You know, I'm constantly watching our orders on our new cars, and it's we're back to now building vehicles and putting them on the side and waiting on a ship hold. But now we're getting to where we're actually starting to see, for example, like on Explorers, they went and took the rear controls out of the second row seat and start building them without that because there's chips in that. They've went to the auto stop shut off. They've removed that off because that saved chips. Now the other thing we're fighting on trucks is the spray and bed liners. They can't get the product for the spray and bed liners. I know some of the guys around town here are still spraying and still got product and everything else. So that's what we're doing. We'll put the bed liners in after they get here and stuff. So it's crazy how we got to look and what we got to go in. And I'm constantly adjusting orders to build them, to get units and everything else too. But it's just going to be a, I don't know. I think it's a 2-year wave, I think.
You know, and then you'd brought up something the other day that, you know, that's just on the new side of things. But then now on the used market of that is that, you know, we've been short on the new inventory for a while now. And then what about that person a couple years from now that would typically trade up to a newer vehicle, but not new, in and fall into that market where there's no supply of that vehicle, you know?
Yeah.
What do they got to do then?
Yeah, I know. That's the whole thing. We're going to miss the projection out there is it's usually around 17, 18 million cars built per year on all manufacturers. And it's going to be somewhere around the 8, 9, or 10 million. Who knows what they're going to be able to produce from that part. So now let's take that window of those millions of cars. So somebody's got to keep driving a car for a while because they're not going to get one. So that's going to take the used market way out too. So that's going to be another buying cycle there, I think. Yeah. So that's another 2 or 3 years to get the used market back plentiful, full of vehicles, which, you know, it's crazy right now is what these used cars are bringing and what their values are worth. And that's the next thing is what are they worth? Because that market's changing so fast, and who knows what something's worth? Who knows what's something worth is what someone will pay for.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and so you got to be careful when you're, what is it worth? I don't know. I mean, these markets are crazy. You know, I've said it on many shows before. I look at every used car every day. I used to look at them every 7 days. A car get looked at every 7 days. And I look at them every day because you have to, the way this market is adjusting and changing from that. And it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Oh, it's like Super Duties. I mean, yeah, they are selling more than they were new because there is none.
Yeah.
We haven't had a stock Super Duty for over 18 months.
Yeah.
Because of the supply and demand and everything else to go get that Super Duty. And I'll tell you that I ordered a Super Duty for a gentleman in May of last year and just got it here a couple weeks ago. That's how long it took to get through the process to get that truck built to where he wanted it and have it here. I mean, it's just crazy from that part. And, you know, I just don't know. I think we got a 2-year window on the new before it's back under control. And then I think we got another 2 or 3 years to get the used car market back under control.
Yeah. And that part, you know, going back to that Super Duty is, I'm thankful that our Super Duty is what it is, you know, as far as going into this deal. If you had a product that maybe wasn't as reliable or dependable, or, you know, could go the distance from that side, I mean, it would be a worse, I definitely think a worse situation. But these things will, you maintain them decent, and these 6.7s are very good, reliable and durable vehicles from that side of things too.
Yep, exactly. So, hey, let's get the phones ringing. Love to hear your opinions of what's happening. 316-462-3673 comes right to the front desk here at the dealership. Tell him we're going to get patched in, and Josh will patch you in on the phone, and we'll talk to you about whatever you think's going on. And yes, Rex, I don't know. What time is it? 8, 9, or 10? Yeah, I get it, Rex. Morning, James.
You, yeah, this week was just a little rough on that side of things, but that's okay. Daylight spring right around the corner, and next week's going to be so much better.
I heard on the radio coming in, tomorrow's high is 77 degrees.
Yeah, and I believe it's first day of spring, too.
It is first day of spring. Yeah, that it is first day of spring. So 316-462-3673. let's get the phones ringing. Let's talk about what's going on in the automobile world or anything else from that standpoint too. So anyway, Josh, a couple more things on new product. I got to actually build the Bronco Raptor this week.
Very cool.
Order banks are open. And I will tell you, not getting very many.
Yeah.
Not getting very many. So from that part. So it's kind of crazy on that side too. I was hoping for a bigger number than that, than what we were getting. But again, I think that's also back to the supply and demand of what can they get, what parts can they get, and everything else to go build them from that standpoint. So got my customers taken care of who's getting those. They know who they are. They've ordered them and they're ready to go. So
very good.
Pretty cool on that standpoint too.
Yeah, it'd be very cool to see one of those things, you know, here. I think, where was it? They did a short little blip or display of that thing. I think, was it down in Dallas maybe?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it was, but, it was pretty quick. We didn't, they didn't, leave it uncovered for very long for sure, but yeah. Definitely be, exciting to see that up front as well. So,
and let's talk about them hybrid Maverick. We actually put one in our courtesy transportation program. Basically what that amounts to is we had a gentleman, ordered a hybrid, and then he realized he wanted to put a lift on it, and you cannot put a lift kit on a hybrid. So he canceled that, didn't really cancel. He ordered one with a 2.0 motor so he could lift it. So we had this one still coming on the way. It was ready to be processed.
Yeah.
So we decided to keep it because it's a hybrid, so yeah. People could drive the hybrid. Our first demo was the 2.0 Lariat, but this is a Lariat on the hybrid chassis. Mm-hmm. I took it to lunch one day and, cleared out on the other side of Kellogg and coming back, and I drove just like I would drive anything else I would drive. I drove 65 mile an hour down the highway. I mean, down Kellogg, and we pulled into the dealership 42.1 miles to the gallon.
Very good.
So they were rated at 42, yeah. I think, or something like that. And that's brand new right out of the box.
Yep.
That is huge. That's exciting. So you need to come out and take care and drive this hybrid Maverick. It'll blow you away how well it works and everything else too. That part. Okay, a few comments here. James Furman just saw the new sledge from Traxxas has arrived at MH Ford Racing. Yes, it is. It is here. Can't sell it till April 1st, so I don't know if we're going to pre-sell that thing or what we're going to do. But the new sledge, and I'm telling you, that if you haven't seen that thing, Josh,
I have not seen it yet.
It is cool as you. They put everything you can imagine performance on this thing, yeah. And that has to be our new jump vehicle, Josh. So still coming. Check out all the Traxxas and everything we have here. We're still growing that inventory and knowing what people want, what they want to sell and stuff. So we're trying to build that inventory up. But yes, we are the first one to have the sledge out there. So you need to come check out the sledge for sure. Let's see. Got to back up here, getting some more comments. Let's get the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. Love to hear from you. Okay, Greg Murray. So if you have something relatively new, maintain it, take care of it. When you go to trade in for a few years, trade should be still good due to lack of cars made this year. Greg, it's crazy what the value of a used car is today because of what everybody's wanting and everything else like that too. And Greg, you're exactly correct. If you take care of that vehicle, maintain it correctly, keep it cleaned up and looking good, keep the tires, you know, all that good stuff on it. I'm telling you, your cars, for the first time in my history, I'm coming up, Josh, 40 years in this business, not counting my time I spent with my dad, but
yeah,
I've never seen a cars appreciate, but that's what's happened in the used car market today. They are appreciating. Okay. Ben DeGarmo, how many new cars in inventory looking specifically Explorers? Well, I hate to tell you, Ben, I got zero Explorers on the ground. Yesterday we got in seven vehicles. And of those seven of them, three were not sold, which are F-150s. The other four were sold. I got another truckload coming in today. I hope it shows up today because there's vehicles on there that we need. But it's a load of six. They're all sold, already pre-sold and everything. So that's what's happened, Ben. We are actually pre-selling most of everything that's coming. We can see what's coming in the order bank and that sort of thing. Or their special orders already been put in the system from that part going down the road there. So, yeah, it's still crazy, Ben. And
But yeah, so from that side of things, I mean, in his particular situation, if he was wanting a new Explorer, probably the best thing for him to do would be to order one, right?
I have a customer coming at 10:30 this morning, same thing, wants an Explorer, and I just said, hate to tell you, the fastest way to get one is order it.
Yeah.
Oh, where? God, I got something in my throat, Josh.
Yeah, just, you know, not knowing, like you said, the majority of everything that is on its way is sold from that side of things. And those are people that have either put in orders previously or as we kind of built something and it was what they were after and that unit was an incoming unit to us, you know, it's pre-sold sometime in the manufacturing side of things. So, yeah, I think definitely him putting in an order would be the best thing for him.
All right. Good morning, Goose. Hey, Goose, why don't you give us a shout and give us an update on what's going on at Kansas International Dragway? I've heard a lot of things going on this week. Love to hear from you. Give us an update at Kansas International Dragway, what's happening there, too. So, and then Thomas Ford should put a plant in Colorado, start building cars local and keep the job market going. You know, I agree with you 100% on that, keeping stuff local in our states and stuff. But, Thomas, they are building a mammoth plant in Kentucky. That's going to do a lot of stuff and a lot of different things there in Kentucky. But I've heard it's in the billions of dollars that Ford's is spending to build a plant there in Kentucky. And I think it's going to have to do a lot with building batteries for the electric cars and everything else going forward. And the EV markets is changing there too. So, and again, we can talk about that. I mean, that's some of the things we looked at it and saw there at NADA.
Yeah, there was a lot around electrification for sure.
And even though as much as I don't like the electric, I understand it. I get what's happening. I get where we're headed. But we've got a long time. You know, these manufacturers putting these things out here, how many they're going to build and everything else like that. I hope they can get the batteries built. Because that's been the kind of the big holdup is getting enough batteries and everything built. That's why we haven't had a lot of Mach-Es. I do have two Mach-Es, stock Mach-Es that are not sold coming in.
Finally. Really?
Mach-E has been on an order basis only, but I finally got two of them coming.
Yeah, that's very exciting
from that part, too. So check our website out, and you'll see that there, too. And as you look at our webpage, you'll see that there's just not a lot of real, true photos. Those cars that have what we call a stock photo, those are ones that are coming. And we do our best to keep the ones that are pre-sold off the web. But sometimes one or two of those sneak in there and let us know that we've kind of slipped up and didn't get caught or whatever. But most of those cars that are coming are not sold, but they are coming with that stock photo. And we're going to get Goose on the line here a little bit and get an update at Kansas International Dragway, what's all going on there, everything else too. So so anyway, it's going to be this. Let's talk to Goose. We'll go back to what we learned at NADA.
Goose, you're live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. So what's new and happening? What are you progressing? What's going on at the drag strip? Love to hear an update. Where are you ready to go? I've been hearing a lot of exciting stuff.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things going on, a lot of moving parts. We're getting new restaurant supplies in, new cookers, pressure washing, getting the bleachers done, scrubbing, painting, getting the track all painted up. And, of course, the welcome to Wichita with the snow in the morning didn't help us any, but yeah. That was it. No, we got a lot of cool things going on. We're super, super excited and stoked. We've got a lot of people reaching out lately. It seems like the more movement we've got going on, the more people realize that it's really going to happen.
That's cool. And so any projection yet of when the first car is going to go down the strip yet? Any idea there?
That would be April 10th. That's our opening day with a no prep race. You got your own Nick Roberts handling that for us. And he's doing a super job. We appreciate him. He's really stepped up. And gosh, it's crazy. Just that guy just seems like he never has a stopping end. He works full time there and then comes out and helps us out. We really appreciate him. And we appreciate the Mel Hamilton help.
That's cool. We appreciate the partnership too, Goose. We're excited for that you took this thing over and got things going. And because Wichita needs a drag strip for sure. So just excited for the change. So April 10th is a no prep race. Is that what you said, Goose?
That is correct. And I want to give a big shout out to Mr. Phil there for all your help on the backside with the BCC, getting us some great sponsorship and some wonderful, wonderful prices on the sponsor boards. We appreciate you very much.
Now, Goose, it's a great partnership and everything else. Glad to help you guys out, help to get things going. And Big Corner Creative is going to be a big part of helping you get that thing kicked off and everything else too. So appreciate the partnership from all of our companies, from the Big Corner Creative to Mel Hamilton Ford, Mel and Ford Racing, and also Quick Lane. And then of course, Hoosier Tire and everything else too, to help make a big splash out there at Kansas International Dragway. So excited for April the 10th. I got to see if I'm racing.
It's
April
on a Sunday.
That's a Sunday.
Yeah. I was just looking there.
Sunday.
Well, look at that. So, I guess I know where I'm going to be April 10th, don't I?
Yeah. How about the GT?
Yeah. I don't know if I'll be able to get that thing out or not, Josh. Yeah, April the 10th. Look at that. Guess I know where I'm going to be April 10th.
It's coming.
It's coming. I might have
bring your vendor trailers. Light it up.
Oh, we will. We'll light it up. That's for sure. That's no doubt about that from that standpoint, too. So, all right, Goose. Well, excited for us, for you and your wife and everybody that's involved out there at Kansas International Dragway. I know Nick Roberts, that's what he lives and breathes, is the drag race. And I know he's going to do a good part to help you out until you can. I mean, there's some things out there that he's the track manager. I think he's just trying to help you till you can get the right help is what he's telling me. So
that is correct.
And he's but he lives and breathes that stuff and knows that sport very well. And I know he'll be a good voice for you to help and help you get things right, dialed in out there and put a bunch of racers out there. Let's get Big Corner Creative, get a bunch of people in the seats and have some fun, exciting times. But I know where I'm going to be April 10th. It's going to be at the drag strip. We're going to have to get our 21 Mustang down the drag strip with a turbo on it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh. That's going to be bad. It's going to be bad.
It is. We're going to have to – Maybe the ninth, we need to do the radio show out there at the track so we can kind of show people what's going on and stuff too, maybe, huh?
Well, let's do it.
To come out there on the ninth, go out there and get things ready to go and stuff like that too. That'd be great to do that too. So, Goose, let's try to plan on that April the 9th. We'll just do the radio show out at Kansas International Dragway. We can kind of show everybody what's happened, what's going on, and all the new exciting stuff you've got happening out there. Sound good?
Yeah, sounds great. You be in your blue tux, and Josh, you be in your orange tux, and we'll be happy.
Well, we'll be there, but I'm not sure about them tuxes.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Hey, Goose, thanks for the call, and thanks for all the updates on what's happening at Kansas International Dragway.
All right, goodbye.
Bye. All right, exciting stuff there. And yes, there was an announcement out there, the track that Nick Ballman Nick Roberts was the track manager. He can't do that job and work here, and he wants to work here, of course. But he is going to be a great person to help Goose keep things going out there. I mean, because Nick Roberts, he lives and breathes that drag racing and knows that sport inside and out, and knows what's good for the racers. And that's what I think is going to be good for Nick to give the opinion of what he needs there, what he thinks the racers need to draw the racers in there and stuff. So excited for April the 10th. We'll have to do a little horsepower in the planes video out there too.
Yeah.
Kicking off
update
that
update on that deal.
Let's see what that old car will run down the strip. And I think we're going to have a little battle there, Josh.
Think so?
I know. I know so. Who's going to drive that car the first time with the turbo on it down the track?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have to take a few little turns. I get it. Maybe not. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. So it's going to be fun, exciting to see what that 21 Mustang does. We got the turbo on it, got it all ready to go, got it all tuned, and then it got cold and we just never had a chance. And of course, we took it to PRI and had fun with it there. But it'll be fun to see what that thing will go with where we're at and tuned in and stuff too. We'll get Nick on the computer, get it tuned in a little bit tighter probably from that part, and to see what that old car will do now that we've got a turbo slapped on it. And so for those of you that don't know, we've had our 11 Mustang around since probably 13, I think.
It's been around a while, that's for sure.
But it is a burnout king is what it is. It is yet to lose a burnout contest, and we lost our back screen, Josh. I don't know.
Oh, no, we did. There's nothing to show here.
What if my computer
went? I can go fix that.
Go fix that real quick. Yeah. But anyway, we took a 21. We had our 11 Mustang around, and it's been a fun car. And here, I don't know, a year and a half ago, me and Lisa actually were doing a burnout in front of the store. Can you imagine that? And we decided that we would, coming back on the return back to the dealership after that, we realized that that old car was getting kind of tired, but it's also time for us to get out, get upgraded a little bit to that. So we bought a 21 Mustang. And for those of you who don't know, that 11 Mustang is a Roush stage one. So then all we did to that was put a cold air intake on it. Took all the exhaust off, so it's got open headers, put a spool in the rear end and put a set of slicks on it and then put a tune in it. And that thing's running, the best it runs like 1170s, about 123, 124 mile an hour is the best it's done. We ran it in the 275 class and we had to put 300 pounds in the weight in the trunk just to slow it down enough to keep it there. But that car is so controllably easy to drive, but it's so accurate every time running down that track. It's so accurate. It's crazy. But it was time to upgrade. So we took a 21 Mustang and then we started going through different stages. So jump out on YouTube. You can check it out on our channel there and
view that thing and take a look at it. You know, the only thing about that car that wouldn't be fun, and that would be viewing the throttle position sensor data, because it's either on or off. I can't imagine the number of burnouts. It should have a burnout tally with it.
It should. Well, I burned up a set of slicks one day, a brand new set of slicks and one burnout.
Yeah.
Out there. So, but I don't know why that car is so bad on that burnout, but it is. It's going to be interesting to see if the 21 Mustang, I'm trying to figure out what color to call that thing now that we've wrapped
it. Oh, yeah.
Big Corner did a fantastic job wrapping. Of course, we wrapped part of it there at PRI. If we kind of finish the wrap up and stuff like that too. We got a few more decals and things to get on it, but we'll see if it can be as good a burnout car as that yellow car is.
Yeah.
And had a lot of people ask what we're going to do with the yellow car. It's going to stay here. We're not going to get rid of it. It's fun to do. The thing about that yellow car, it's fun to put people in and give rides. So we've done that quite a bit out there.
Yep.
And out at Kansas International Dragway and stuff to give rides and things like that too. So we'll keep doing that with the yellow car, but it'd be interesting. So April the 9th will be live out at the Kansas International Dragway. April 10th is a big race. We'll be out there full bore, ready to go from that part. So,
how about you guys? When's your first practice, or what's coming up there?
Well, let's see. Let me pull my calendar up, Josh. I had to put on a calendar this year.
Need to get an engine.
So I keep track of that. And I think that I'm hoping, I'm going to bet money that my guy is going to have me a motor this week, so no problem at all. We're going to head off, if everything looks good and everything else like that. We've never raced at Hayes.
Okay, yeah.
So Hayes has a two-day practice, the 25th and 26th, so we're going to run up to Hayes on the 26th and practice a little bit, kind of see how the car is and all that kind of stuff there at Hayes.
That will be right around the corner, that's for sure.
It's next Saturday, buddy.
Yeah.
And so then the following weekend, we're going to head to Dodge City. They've got a practice day there, so we'll take the car there, and got a few changes we're going to make in it for Dodge. So we're going to take those test points from the car there and go to Dodge on that. And then our first real race is April the 8th and 9th in Dodge City. Okay. Where Team 3J will be at from that part. So 8th and 9th, first one, and then we'll be back at Hayes. Looks like probably on the 16th and back at Dodge. So, and our first race is Salina, which will be April the 22nd.
Yeah, we were going to deliver that Connex box up there yesterday, but
that'd be a little tough, wouldn't it?
Yeah, the weather was a little rough on doing that, but got it ready to go up there and just be able to service that trackside for sure. So
yeah, so exciting stuff for Mel Hamilton Racing. I think we're headed to a go-kart race today, I think somewhere Enid.
Yeah, I think it is Enid.
I think it's Enid somewhere else like that. So anyway, we got the Connex box setting up at Salina. We're going to be taking care of that. We're still going to be taking care of Enid Dragway Raceway 2 for that part with our Connex box down there. And, of course, our trailers will be going all kind of different places. Yeah. And the other day, Nick and I were looking at the schedule stuff. We got four places to be with our race trailers and supporting racetracks and all that kind of stuff, too. So excited for that situation. And talk about inventories there. I mean, things are getting tough and everything else, too. Tires. Everybody's wanting to know about tires with Hoosier and American Racer. There's no difference in supply and demand here with either tire and everything else too. Everybody's tight on material. Everybody's fighting help, getting enough people to actually build those tires and everything else too. But it's into a supply demand, and the cost factors of all those supplies have went out of this roof.
Yeah.
From that part. So
we've even seen that into the passenger side of tires, you know, the expense of those has definitely gotten more, and availability on some of them is hard. It's tough.
Yep. So it is, it's going to be interesting to see on the supply of the tires from, like I said, American Racer and Hoosier, how we get through the year, and what goes through that part. And for that part, I don't want to pray. I don't want any races to get canceled because of lack of tires or whatever from that part. But I hope it doesn't happen. But we're going to have to take this demand and slow it down a little bit to where, my opinion, the racers, you guys need to come in and buy tires as you need them. Let's don't try to stock up a whole bunch and spread it out or whatever from that standpoint too. So
get all the tires you need for the season in one shot.
Yep, exactly. All right, hey, let's get the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. Love to hear from you. Anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, anything you want to talk about in the automobile world, you want to talk about racing, whatever works, we'd love to hear from you, answer your questions, and each and every caller gets that $130 price package mailed out to you. So 316-462-3673. Anyway, Josh, crazy weather we had this week, and anything crazy or something we can talk about in the shop that went down, we can talk to everybody.
Yeah, we're definitely getting there on spring. You know, I think the last time it snowed, I said it was going to be the last time it snowed. And I think
you
this
did
time
say
I
that.
I said that. And so one of these times I will be right. I can almost assure you.
You're right now. I'm done.
Yeah, for sure.
I was done the last time too.
Yeah.
That was a weird snow though. It really wasn't snow. It was slush.
Yeah. It just came.
I think because the ground was so warm and everything else too. But
come down to slush for sure. I had an individual that I was able to help this week, and just, I don't know, the situation they went through, this industry is, I feel like kind of a black eye, from that side of things. And there's really just kind of one or two apples out there that just really kind of ruin it for everybody. And you hear horror stories all the time and stuff like that, and got involved in one of them this week as well, and just had an individual that was kind of traveling. They were relatively local, but out of the Wichita area or immediate area, and happened to be going down the road and had a check engine light come on and start flashing. Well, naturally, that's
you gotta stop.
And she was very concerned about not only being able to not get where she was going, but not get back home either. And so took it into a repair facility to kind of see what was going on. And they gave her a quote to what it was going to take to fix it. And it was a matter of plugs and ignition coil is what they quoted her. But they quoted her an amount, and she just, something didn't feel right to her. And so she called and said, "Hey, this is what's going on, where I'm at, and what are your thoughts on that?" And so I looked it up as far as her vehicle make and model and kind of what the repair should be for that. And it was about twice as much as what it should be, honestly. And so I said, "You know, hey, I'm not exactly sure, but just based on the information you're giving me, this is what I'm seeing." And because there's a lot of sides to every story, you know, could be misinterpretation, could be a misunderstanding, or just could be double the price from that side of it. And so we ended up actually going and collecting the car and getting it back here, and got it back here. And actually, to come to find out, whatever they diagnosed it as wasn't
even what
was wrong with it. But in order for what they did, she said she was there for about, I don't know, 5-10 minutes before they'd give her a quote for the vehicle, to what it was going to take to fix it. They charged her $140 to even get the car back once they took it in.
With a misdiagnosis,
which at the time didn't know that,
right,
as part of that. Even looking back now, it just kind of makes the situation even worse, in my opinion. But
yeah.
I just felt I felt bad for her, and I hate that our industry has that from that side of things. So, in my opinion, I mean, that's a good and a bad. For one, it's a good for us that, you know, if you're not like that, then obviously more people are gonna flock to you or try to do business with you, which, you know, I feel that we do a pretty good job of that side of it. But then on the other side of that, I hate it that when we have to deal with customers that have been through that, they're very hesitant or reluctant or trust.
To believe us
from that side of things. And so, you know, every day talking with the advisors and the technicians and you know, the products, I guess, that we try to bring to the table to be transparent or to, you know, to every time that we make a suggestion to a customer, I impress it upon the advisors is it's the customer's decision as to whether they want to do it or not, but right. they need to know. You need to know what's wrong with your vehicle and what's going on with it and what our recommendations are. And sometimes on the recommendations that we have, you know, there's a lot that goes into those recommendations. One is, you know, it's based on physically what we see. Two, it can be based on a maintenance need from that side of things. And then those maintenance needs come from a lot of different areas. They could be from condition. It can be from the knowledge that we have of the depth of technicians here of being in this industry and having the training. And not only that, the volume of vehicles that we see in a time period is so great that, you know, those guys have so much more knowledge because of the number of cars that they see that are same make and model as the one you're driving and what the high failure rates are in those components and what preventative maintenance then that we can perform on those vehicles to help in that situation to keep that vehicle going on longer. And so there's no book, there's no manual, there's no written thing out there that can provide that information.
No, there's not. And I've stressed many, many times on this show is what's in your owner's manual for maintenance that they call recommended maintenance. That's in perfect conditions, which there is no perfect conditions out there. And number two, that's the minimum that you need to do to that car, not the maximum or not the medium, the minimum you need to do it. And all the manufacturers worry about again, 3-year 36 or get 2-year powertrain warranty. And that's all they care about from that standpoint. So you just remember that. If you want to, like the first guys talked about maintaining your car and stuff to keep the value in it. That does make a difference. We can tell that when we bid your car and look at your car for what it's worth and maintain it and protect your investment. I mean, right now it's an appreciated asset. It's not been that way forever.
For a long time, for sure. Being able to help that individual through, I guess, a scenario like that. I mean, I felt bad for from that side of things, but I do think that we helped make a bad situation better for sure. But it still was not a very good experience long term for this other business or industry. And so it would be my recommendation or encouragement is that if you're in a situation like that, ask questions, you know, ask lots of questions, you know, from both the facility that's taken care of you, but then also recommendations from other people, you know, hey, what have been your experiences? Where do you go? You know, things like that. And, typically, you know, if somebody's been somewhere and they've had a good experience,
they'll let you know.
Yeah, they'll let you know.
But they'll also let you know about that bad one, too.
They're going to let you know. Worse, yeah, they're going to let you know more about a bad experience than a good one, yep. For sure. But
anyway, Rex Trigger, I've been waiting 2 months for front brake pads on my 2020 Dodge truck. Yep. Had to do some pro-grade machining, grinding on some 2018 pads to fit to get by that he drives 1,700 miles a week. Well, first of all, Rex, I got to correct you. Dodge pickup, not a Dodge truck. The trucks are Fords. Laugh out loud. Just kidding. Anyway, yeah, Rex, I get you. I understand. At least you can get some, figure out a way to do some grinding, do some stuff to get a set of 18 pads to fit on that 20, make it go. But it's crazy right now. Different things. Like I said, we got a used car sitting out here. That's we can't get brake pads for it either.
It's a different man from that side of things.
You know, it used to be, you know, we could order parts and get them the next day or 2 or 3 days, you know, and it's now 5 to 7 days and all kinds of different things from that standpoint. It's crazy, but at least you got some pro grade grinding going on.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing is being able to come up with an alternate way to help somebody is all the time we're looking at different things. You know, I can think of a situation the other day that a customer, their ABS light was on and needed an ABS sensor, a wheel speed sensor. And so in that particular situation, I mean, the wheel speed sensor itself was literally on a back order with no ETA from that side. And so then naturally from there we go, okay, well, if the manufacturer doesn't have it, how about another dealer out there having it? And so looked at all of those sources and then that was not a thing either. Then it's like, okay, well, how about an aftermarket component? And looking at that and okay, no option there. I was like, okay, well then now let's look at, you know, what they call a next level component. Is there another component that I can buy that would include this sensor? And so it turned out that the whole wheel bearing or wheel hub assembly, actually it came with this sensor. Now, logically to me, that makes zero sense that you would not have an ABS sensor just by itself available, but you would have all these wheel hubs out there that have the sensor that you need in it out there, but it's a thing. And so it's really just trying to, and I try to express this with the parts guys all the time, is don't accept the answer. You know, if it's something that you wouldn't want to put up with or deal with yourself, don't accept that. You know, we've got to be able to come up with another option or more options than that. And there's situations we get involved with, and there's not an option.
Yeah.
You know, you're stuck. But the more outside of the box thinking that you can do, the better off you are for both, you know, the customer getting the customer back on the road.
Yep. Exactly. Well. Anyway, 316-462-3673. Love to hear from you. Give away this great price package about over $130. And Goose comes up with a great idea here, Josh, on the April 9th show at Kansas International Drag, whether we should come up with a certain call-in race fan package for the next week. So we'll come up with Goose. Let's get on the phone maybe. Or if you're in the store again, you hear quite a bit here in the store. Let's talk about that, what we can do to enhance that $130 package for each and every caller. I got a lot of things rolling in my mind already. Some pit passes for the next couple of weeks at the drag strip. I don't know. There's all kinds of maybe some certificates in there for some concession stuff at the drag strip, that kind of thing. But surely we can come up with something to help some people get more excited and come out and see Kansas International Dragway. I guess another thing we could throw out there too, throw something in there special for somebody that's never been to Kansas International Dragway.
Yeah.
Or throw something in it. Again, April the 10th, let's give a few rides in the cars.
That's
in
what
the,
I was gonna
in
say,
the yellow car. Maybe we can do that too. People can call in and get a ride along in a car in the yellow Mustang out there on April the 10th. That could be fun too. Oh, you know, that's the other thing, Goose. What we didn't talk about that on April the 10th. What times are we running and what's going on there? So we can get that out on the show too. So if you're still listening, Goose, send us the times on the show on April the 10th. Of course, April the 9th, 9 to 10, we'll be out there doing that. So you might want to tune into that show, see what we're going to give away on that show.
I think we need to make a pass in the blue car that morning too. We'll flip a quarter.
Okay.
It's a double.
Okay. What blue car are you talking about, Josh?
Well,
it's not blue no more.
It's not blue. You're right. Okay. You got me.
No big deal. I get it.
We'll flip a double sided quarter.
Double sided. Heads I win, tails you lose.
Yep.
You're all for that one, right, Josh? Yep. But it is going to be exciting to see what the, I don't know, call it. It's black chrome is the color of that car. So to see what color, how fast that thing will go and see how well it launches with all the Steeda stuff on it.
Yeah.
And everything else too. Yeah, someone's asking about the old GT500, Josh.
So I was
it's been out there already too,
but
it went out there already. And what I need for that car to really get down that track better is I need a set of Hoosier slicks. And unfortunately Hoosier does not make a slick for that car. I need to come up with it because those Michelin cups hold it, but it can't hold it. It won't hold that car.
You have to change quite a little bit to be able to make that happen. And I think you'd be changing the car for, you know, if you end up changing the brakes and stuff on it, that wouldn't be the way to go.
If Hoosier wasn't so far behind in building it race tires and stuff, I'd call them up and say, come on, build me a tire. And I think they would build me one to put underneath that car. But yes, Tim, the car's been there once. And it needs to go again. I agree from that part.
You got 1,000 miles on that thing yet?
I do.
Do you really?
I got up almost 1,600, Josh.
Whoa.
I know, it's crazy. I wouldn't have that, but I drove it to Kansas City last October.
You better park it. You got too many miles.
I know. It is parked. It's been parked for quite a while from that part. And, of course, it's sitting in the warehouse because I moved and trying to get everything situated there. And then it's weather and stuff. I'm not going to get it out in this weather and stuff. But, I know tomorrow I could get it out, but then I'm going to do a little construction work in my man cave, so I have to stay in the warehouse a little bit. We'll have to see.
I understand that.
But I need to get my Corvette out, too. It's been sitting all winter, too. Go get it out and go play with it a little bit, too, so maybe you can do that part. So, anyway, 316-462-3673. Got about 15 minutes left to go on the show. Love to hear from you. And anything going on at Sandpoint, too. in the automobile world.
You know, the other thing I got involved in this week was dealing with an extended warranty with a customer that needs an engine on their vehicle. And it has literally been, we've been dealing with it for, I'm going to say, almost a week at this point, that we're just literally waiting on the extended warranty to get this repair authorized. And they are just doing just about absolutely everything they can to not pay
it. Not pay it.
To not
pay. That's odd. I didn't know they did those kind of things.
And it just, it's another situation where it drives me nuts of, you know, the industry having a black eye or getting a black eye or, you know, the last thing that's right for the customer when they purchase, you know, something on their contract and they're paying out X number of, you know, in some cases, thousands of dollars for an extended warranty. And it says black and white that it's covered. And then to be able to drag through this for over a week, literally they've sent out two inspectors and are in process of sending out a third one to take a look at this thing. And it's just a matter of literally them doing just about everything they can to not pay this.
Figure out some way to get out of it. And that's one thing about extended warranties. You know, you see these ads on TV and they talk about how great they are and how easy it is. And they're going to pay this. And I get that one where they talk about, here's a $2,400 transmission. Just got lucky. I just bought the plan. Da, 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 da. Well, I promise you, you're going to skip through hoops and everything else like that. Yeah. You need to buy an extended warranty that's from a reputable company, not one that's calling you on the phone and not one you see on the internet or anything else like that. Us dealerships have a good plan, good things to take care of you and help you and not have you step through those deals. And that's why, Josh, that's kind of why we have the warranties we have, is we've investigated and know what we're going to have and cover and not put people through that. But again, there is situations. Let's take a motor that does go bad. If they haven't maintained it, I agree they don't need it. But sure, if it's been maintained, you can prove the maintenance records and that sort of thing of what's happened to that motor, they need to pay.
Yeah.
But we're sitting here a week now with a customer without their car, without anything happening, because this warranty company is dragging their feet and trying to figure everything they can not to buy that claim. Drives me correct. Okay, Josh, got a question for you, Greg Murray. So is the Ford Protect plan much better? Guessing you are talking about a third party.
Yeah, so this is a third party company. And I mean, I guess as far as that goes, they're the ones that are doing it. But it's, I think Phoenix is the name of this extended warranty company. And, you know, we work with a lot of extended warranty companies through here. There's really nobody that we don't work with. And I've seen so many different situations or scenarios of extended warranties trying to get out of things. But anytime, you know, you have a manufactured backed warranty, I'm going to say that it's going to be pretty reputable, whether it's Ford, you know, Chevrolet, or, you know, any of the major manufacturers from that side of things. And even when you get outside of those factory backed extended warranties, there are some good warranties out there too. You know, but when you get into, I've been in situations where, like, for example, we've done a repair on a job that required, say, an oil pan to be removed, and the extended warranty won't pay for a seal or a gasket or fluids, but they'll pay for the repair. Well, if it's part of the repair, then you need to be paying for it. You know, that's crazy. If you change out an engine, it shouldn't be the customer's responsibility to supply coolant and oil and, you know, all the fluids from that side of things, because that was what you needed to do the job that you agreed that, you know, was covered from that side of things.
Yeah, Josh, I remember years ago when I was a service manager in Topeka, and this warranty company, I mean, this just popped in my head, but what I fought with this warranty company is an axle seal went out. And when the axle went out, it leaked grease all over the brake pads. So it ruined the brake pads. Would not cover those brake pads. I mean, made the customer pay for the brake pads. It's not a covered component. It's a wear and maintenance item. I get it, but your brakes, this seal is what caused the brake pads to be bad. I went round and round and round with that warranty company, but they wouldn't help. They didn't pay it. The customer had to pay it. And, you know, and the customer said that I needed to pay it. Well, I hate to tell you, we didn't sell you the warranty.
Yeah.
So it's not our responsibility to pay for those brake pads or whatever. I felt sorry for the customer, but I tell you, I put a battle up for them to get that thing covered and battled and battled and battled and wasn't getting nowhere. Yeah. So that's what happens to you. And, you know, and again, we get these vendors walk in here wanting us to sell their warranty and stuff. And I don't talk to them. I just won't do it because it's a matter of they're trying to figure out a way to sell that warranty, take your money up front. Then they're going to put you through every damn hoop and everything you can to possibly mess something up to where you don't have, where they don't have to pay that claim. Or like you said, they do everything they can and no gaskets and no oil and all their covers, that component. And what is the failed component? What caused it to fail? How do we know? We're not the magicians in there trying to figure out what made it fail. It failed.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing I love about these warranty companies you deal with is what made it fail?
It's broke.
It's broke. Not, I can't, I didn't, you know,
wasn't there when it happened. Yeah. So
have no idea, sir. All I know is this part's broke. Are you going to pay for the claim or you're not? And I mean, that's kind of the battle.
Yeah.
From that part,
you know, from that side, I've seen them extend warranties company that will, just pay a certain percentage of labor, and parts. And it's just, typically it's some ridiculous half price number that, I mean, there's not a shop in the world that would do the repair for, from that side. The other thing is, like you said, on additional components is, well, this component's covered. Well, this component broke from that component that's covered being out, but then they only handle the one component and leave the customer responsible for the other one. But you know, you just got to be really careful as to what you get into with those. And again, you know, asking lots of questions, reading reviews, you know, talking with different people, just reputable, you know?
Yep, exactly. So all I'm going to tell you is when you purchase your vehicle from the place, buy it then. Don't buy a warranty after the fact, through the phone, through the mail, or anything else like that. And I had a mail piece the other day that I saw, and it looked close. You would think it was a Ford plan, but it wasn't. So just be careful with that stuff out there, and not jump on the bandwagon too quick or anything else like that too. But
they've got all these telemarketers that are reaching out to people that are trying to sell extended warranties and things like that. So,
yep, exactly. So anyway, just a few minutes left on the show. You know, Josh, we need to go down through Big Corner Creative. That's our sister company, but they have a great team down there, and it's a complete advertising company that'll help your company. If you need a web page design, if you need social media marketing, you need radio traditional marketing, then if you need anything wrapped on your company vehicles, if you need windows done, you need your race car wrapped, you need your windows tinted, whatever it is to help advertise your business, as Jesse and those gang down there say, just Google us. And, you know, Big Corner Creative was developed to help Mel Hamilton Ford way back when Lisa and I got started with the program and stuff like that. And now Jesse has grown that into a full-fledged advertising company that they take care of. I think we're in the 80 different companies that he's got down there right now that he's taking care of, doing the same thing for us and everything else too at Mel Hamilton Ford. So if you're looking for something like that, need something done, where you need a personal web page, whatever, they've got a team for each different segment down there, what they're doing to specialize in that stuff too. So can't need something, have Jesse and those gang take care of you for that part. Go to rent. I went out and bought some rental cars finally, Josh.
Yeah, we've got some of them in there.
So we went and bought some cars. So we got a few things set up, and I think they're about all out on the running around already, too, stuff too. So if you're looking for a rental car and need to not put the miles on your car, give Stan a call right inside here at Mellon Ford to go to rent. And then, of course, big BG products. And, you know, Josh, they had a great booth out there at NADA. Yep. Specializing in their products and everything they're doing there, and a fantastic booth they had out there. Can't thank those guys enough for the partnership that we have with those guys. And it's all the way from them taking care of us taking care of them. And, you know, we supply them a lot of vehicles for their R&D and testing and everything else too. So love to help those guys with that. And love that their R&D is right here, right down here on Kellogg. But just a great team of guys there at BG Products. And if you're looking for something to put in your vehicle from gas to oils to different products, all that kind of stuff to make your car run many, many miles, the products you get from BG, I promise you, are engineered. They're designed to make your car run longer, make the oils last longer, keep your fuel system clean, all that kind of stuff, from all the flushes and keeping the fluids tip-top shape. And it's crazy what they have.
You definitely get what you pay for in that aspect of things. And then the other thing, you know, now with the fuel prices doing what they're doing and everything like that, there's definitely a more of a focus or concentration on fuel economy, and those guys really know how to knock that out of the park as far as making that engine run exactly as it was designed to new, for sure.
Okay, Josh, what else? Anything else? We're a little early, but that's okay. We kind of covered everything. We've kind of went through all the good stuff from that part. So everybody, thanks for the comments in the comment section. Everybody, thanks everybody for watching. Thanks everybody for listening. And next weekend we'll be live right here in the studio. Then after that, we're going to be, will that be the next
one? I think that'll be the following one after that. So, yep.
No, we're going to have 2 more weeks here.
Two more.
So 3 weeks away, we'll be at Kansas International Dragway Live. Goose, I'm promising, is going to make us a great show. We'll have some great prizes for people to call in there into the show on that night. But everybody, have a great weekend and enjoy the sun, enjoy the heat, because summertime's a coming. Let's go racing. Everybody have a great weekend. Talk to you next Saturday.